to help me get new clients?
That's a great question. Well,
so her question is, so repeat the question.
Her question is, if I'm a customer or distributor, how can I use the fan page to help build my business? Well, the best way to do that is anybody in here wondered, how do I talk to my warm market, or how on Facebook do I share, you know, how excited I am about this? Let's cover the wrong way. The wrong way would be to post every couple of minutes on your Facebook about, you need to take this product. Now, while your enthusiasm is in the right place, that's the wrong way to do it. Because as soon as you say, and we, Michelle and David and all of us, we learned this from Michael and Deborah here, that there are like two neuro pathways. One in your brain that says, avoid, stop, close up, no, I'm not interested. And the other one is buy, buy, buy. So when you say take it, take it, take it, and although you're really excited and you mean well on your fan page, you will quickly notice friends that are unfriending you or not really talking to you as much or not picking up their phone as much. So there's a better way to do it. So, you know, if I'm Deborah and I want to figure out a way, what we've done on our fan page is we try to share content that is a bridge between what you love and the enthusiasm you have for longevity and your potential customer. There's a bridge. And that bridge is not saying take this, but that bridge instead is offering them value. An interesting tidbit about how diet soda is really harmful for their health. Because see, if you just said take BTT, they might go, no, I don't need it, I'm fine. If you share a post that we posted about the dangers of diet soda, and one of your friends drinks that and says, ooh, that's pretty bad, maybe I should make that lifestyle change. Thanks for sharing that, Sharon. Now they say, wow, what else does Sharon know that maybe could benefit me in my life? Do you see how this is all about building stronger relationships, even with your Facebook friends? It's kind of ironic, but your Facebook friends aren't your real friends sometimes. They're just people you've met. And you really don't have a strong
stalkers.
Bond with them.
Yeah, they're stalkers, I know.
Right? You know, on your Facebook, realistically, how many of those people are really close friends? How many of those people do you really know super well? So you think that you're sharing something on your Facebook with your friends, but really that's just kind of a lukewarm market many times. So you still have to build that relationship. You got to build a relationship with even your best friends the second that you run into them again, right? How have you been? How have the kids been? So instead of just tackling right at it and saying, you know, take longevity, let's start building relationships. Let's start by sharing why diet soda is bad. Let's start by sharing.
Hold on, because we haven't actually finished. I'm so sorry, I see so many hands going up. We haven't actually finished the answer to the first question because we got all fixated on the fan page. But the question still remains, how many longevity pages are there? So we've given you the official fan page. Mm-hmm. How many of you are on the private group page?
Private what?
Private longevity group page.
Is that the back office?
No.
Okay.
So how many of you realize that the private longevity group page says the official longevity group page? That's what it says. That's the title. And Facebook will not allow me to change it. So it was made before my time. So there's nothing I can do about that. But it is a private group page for longevity members only. You must be a distributor to be on this page. And this is where we allow you to interact with each other and truly ask your questions. Questions about ingredients, questions about testimonials of products that worked for you, all of those things. And we allow the community to help each other. You can do it safely. You can do it privately without being judged by others. It's one of the reasons the page has been formatted. It is only for longevity conversation. So we do have a policing staff that has to police it. I'm part of that process. There are things that get deleted. We do have to remove members once in a great while. But it is there for all of you guys to, so I never say that I'm truly monitoring or I'm not running it. We allow the conversation to flow smoothly and openly, but I do make sure that the conversation stays 100% longevity focused. It's what the distributors asked for in the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, how many of you can say that?
So I'm sorry, I cannot give you the address because it is a private page. You must find a Facebook longevity friend that is on it that invites you to
it. It's an invite-only club, basically. Yeah. Isn't that really fun?
It's
okay, so raise your hand if you actually are already in that private longevity club. So look around. find one of these people afterwards and just ask
and
them
understand.
If they can send you an invitation.
You have to be friends with that person on Facebook in order for them to even invite you into the group. This is why so many people come up to me and ask me to get them into the group, and we're not friends to begin with on Facebook. And because I'm maxed, I can't deal with all of that. So I am always telling people, you've got to go find a Facebook friend in the group that will invite you in. Brand new distributors, distributors that have got a lot of people under them, they will go on there sometimes and just put in 100 of their friends, even without telling them. We then confirm, then I approve them, and then a message is sent to them letting them know they were added to the private group page. All right? So there is a private longevity group page. There's only one. And so, wait.
Oh, because it's private now.
It's private now. It's private now. It's been private for a couple of years.
That way
it's
we don't have outside people maybe from other companies or with malintentions.
We don't want you guys,
like that,
right. We don't want you guys getting into a conversation about a product and then somebody else coming in going, well, I've got something better.
Well, like obviously you guys
see
you
guys
the
to...
safe environment we have here, right? And how good it feels to be amongst your friends that are all part of longevity. If you can picture taking this and putting it onto like a private Facebook forum, that's what we've done for you. So when you leave from convention, you can actually take convention with you. You can take those conversations and those things you want to talk about with
Steve
you.
And I and Dave and Sunshine, we have worked so hard on building a community that helps each other, regardless of what downline you're in, regardless of what division you came from. And that longevity private page is about everybody helping each other get to the answers that they want to get to. And I am notorious for getting on there saying, please stop asking what cures these diseases. Dr. Wallach has written a book for that. And so we gave that book away at this convention to all of our top leaders. It's Let's Play Doctor. And everybody needs to get that book and stop bringing their diseases onto Facebook, because nobody on Facebook, on our private group page, is licensed to be able to give you medical advice. I don't have anybody on there. Maybe now Dr. Joanne Conway. Maybe Dr. Joanne Conway at this point, but there really isn't. You shouldn't be taking medical advice from non-licensed people. I know you guys want your help with each other on the products, but again, I'm usually there saying, this is the true answer. You need to find Dr. Wallach, find Dr. Glidden, find Dr. Joanne Conway, or read one of his books to get that answer. You know, I just want everyone to be cautious about that.
Something that Michael shared with groups of people at the table was a safe way of saying what you recommend that they take versus like making it sound or going into like a deeper medical type, diagnosis.